USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Philippine government is promising to destroy those behind a deadly twin bombing that killed at least 27 people at a Philippine church this morning and wounded at least 77 others. No group has yet claimed responsibility, but police say they suspect Abu Sayyaf, a militant group that has pledged allegiance to ISIS and has carried out attacks in that region in the past.
The lesson I hope the Democrats learn here is that they can't just not negotiate.
That's a White House spokesman after one government shutdown ends. But negotiations are now just beginning to try to keep another one from happening in just 3 weeks.
They can't offer nothing and expect something to get done.
That's White House spokesman Hogan Gidley. The short-term deal does not include any border wall funding, but President Trump says that funding will have to be any long-term solution. And this is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. I did it. I finally invented the perfect deal. KFC Famous Bowls are now just $3. That's a whole pound of a good deal. Do you like mashed potatoes and gravy? How about potatoes and gravy and corn? Or mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and chicken? Maybe even mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and chicken and cheese. You do? Well, you can get a whole pound of it together in a bowl for just $3. Or try it spicy. What a time to be alive! KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Tax extra. Signature flavor charge may apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A suspect in a Louisiana killing spree this morning is still on the run at last check. Authorities have been searching for 21-year-old Dakota Terrio, who is accused of fatally shooting 5 people at 2 locations. The sheriff of Ascension Parish says his deputies responded to a double homicide there. And then,
we received information from the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office that they were currently working a triple homicide there.
After a week of torrential rains, the death toll from floods, landslides, and a tornado in Indonesia now stands at least 68. Rescue teams are desperately searching for the missing. At least 7,000 residents have been displaced. 5% of adults in the UK believe the Holocaust is a myth. This new poll commissioned by the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust found another 8% believe the number of victims has been exaggerated. The Trust CEO calls it a shocking level of widespread ignorance and denial. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The United Nations Security Council calls an emergency meeting to address a crisis in Venezuela. Last year, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was reelected in an election that many call fraudulent. This past week, the opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself interim president, and the U.S. immediately recognized him as such. Russia is backing Maduro. At the Saturday meeting of the council, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called on the Security Council to support the opposition to Maduro.
The United States is helping to recover a brighter future for Venezuela. We're here to urge all nations to support the democratic aspirations of the Venezuelan people as they try to free themselves from former President Maduro's illegitimate mafia state.
Meanwhile, Maduro is accusing the U.S. of orchestrating a coup attempt. That after he ordered U.S. diplomatic personnel to leave Venezuela last week, which most of them have not yet done. Oh, and then there's this. Do not kiss or hug your pet hedgehog. It's a warning from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Officials say a salmonella outbreak affecting 8 U.S. states is linked to contact with those small animals. As of Wednesday, the outbreak had infected 11 people. Cases have been reported in Missouri, Minnesota, Colorado, Maine, Mississippi, Nebraska, Texas, and Wyoming. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.